This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, September 14. The Crown of Life. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 2. To the angel of the church in Smyrna, write, "These are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know about the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown." Jesus knows his church communities completely. He knows our strengths and weaknesses. He also knows our suffering. In his letter to the church in Smyrna, Jesus reveals that he knew the afflictions of his followers there. He also knew that their suffering of injustices would grow worse. He composed this short letter to give hope and encouragement to their church community. Suffering even more for their faith in Jesus would not be easy. Jesus described the enemies of the church as followers of Satan, the great deceiver who wants to destroy God's people and all of God's creation. Some of the Christians in Smyrna would be put in prison, Jesus said, and they would suffer persecution. John himself was being punished for his faith by being exiled to Patmos. Some others, like Polycarp of Smyrna, who was taught by John, were later executed for speaking out, teaching that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of the world. Like those early Christians, we too are called to be faithful, even to the point of death. Suffering tests the character and strength of our faith in Jesus. We may also suffer terrible illnesses, grief, or financial loss, and find that it challenges our faith. But Jesus says, "Do not be afraid, because even though our enemy, the devil, may seem to have the upper hand, God will give us life forever with him." Pray with me. Strengthen us, Lord, that we may be faithful to you always. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.